Welcome to Calvary Church, where we are dedicated to loving God and loving people. If you want to know more about us, please check us out online at calvary.ca. Now let's check out this week's message from our lead pastor, Stephen McDonald.
Hello, everybody. Let me take a minute and welcome all of you, whether you're joining us on our online broadcast or worshiping with us here today in person. Maybe you're even joining us with your kids down in the family room or listening throughout the week on our Calvary podcast. Wherever you are, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're so glad that you're here. We truly believe that the time we spend together on a Sunday will set you up in the week, that you'll start things with the priorities in your life as we worship God, as we spend time in His Word. We believe that everything flows from that. This morning, we conclude a three-week vision series called What God Sees. That's leading up to our vision offering today. So we're excited about today. And you know what? I want to thank you in advance for your generosity today, because God sees what He can build through you. You know, this annual offering, it allows us to move our mission forward while improving our campus and increasing the effectiveness of our ministry to individuals and to families. And so I want you to know that if you're here today and you're ready to give, that's awesome. We're believing for, as we said, a miracle day of giving. But if you need more time, we're going to hold our vision offering campaign open until the end of the year. So if you need to prayerfully consider what that looks like and get something together, maybe as a business you're considering something, then go ahead today, grab one of those iPartner envelopes and just pledge something. Just put right vision offering, pledge, and then put the amount that you're pledging to give. We're believing that all of us together can do something great for God. I've challenged our board and our staff to lead the way in generous giving. And so would you be part of that today? Because honestly, we cannot do it without you. And if you take time to prayerfully consider what God can help you to do, what God can build through you, I know great things can happen. Okay, let's begin with our foundational scripture for this series. If you've got your Bibles, turn with me to Proverbs 29, verse 18. It says, where there is no vision, or we talked about in the first week, a little bit of a more clear understanding of this word is closer to revelation or spiritual health. So where there is no vision or no spiritual health, the people perish. Now the NIV translation says that the people cast off restraint, or the NLT says that they run wild. In other words, when we don't have vision for our lives, there's confusion. It's kind of chaos. And some of us have experienced that from time to time. But he that keepeth the law, or better said, he that obeys the law, happy or joyful is he. So vision doesn't just affect direction. It affects participation. Because without vision, people don't just lose clarity, they lose engagement with what God is doing in the world, doing in their lives. Now, let's look also at the book of 2 Corinthians. Let's look at chapter 9 and read verses 6 through 8. Because I believe these verses effectively connect today's message with this significant day of giving. If you got your Bibles, let's look at it together. 2 Corinthians 9, 6 to 8 says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided to in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, so not under pressure, not somebody pulling it out of your pocket, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly or generously provide all that you need, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. Again, the New Living Translation says it a little bit differently, but it says that you'll have plenty left over to share with others. I like that translation. So Paul, in these three verses, connects vision, generosity, and trust. And what we believe about God's future plans for our lives, it determines how we handle today's resources, the things that God has given us, how we can control today. Now, this series really has been an invitation to see our lives, to see our church, to see our city through the eyes of Jesus. And all of this has been grounded in the truth that when we see what God sees, we begin to live our lives differently. Each week that we've talked and shared together, I think it's kind of helped to reframe how we view our own lives, reminding us that we're not being overlooked by God, we're not behind in what he's called us to do. Sometimes we get a little hard on ourselves, but we're being intentionally formed by a God who is still at work within us. In episode one, we had this revelation, kind of like Hagar did in the Old Testament, that God, he sees me, he recognizes me. And when you understand that truly in your heart, everything changes. Then in week two, in episode two, Pastor Vince reminded us to look beyond ourselves, to understand how God sees others, how God views the world around us, to see people with the same compassion that Jesus does, where love becomes active. And it actually moves us into this place of mission. And now today in episode three, I want to challenge you to lift your perspective to what God is building among us, inviting us to respond with faith-filled generosity on a day like this and shared purpose, what that looks like. Because God sees what he can build through us, locally, internationally, nationally. It's what building his kingdom begins to look like. And knowing what he's doing inspires our faith to know that he's at work in the earth and he can use us. So ultimately, this is a call to align our vision with God's and step into this life that's shaped by trust, love, and participation in his greater story. Now, Pastor Susan and I just returned from a missions trip to Mokopane, South Africa, with a group of fellow Compassion Network pastors and IPHC leaders. I just want to tell you, it's a whole lot of flying, people. It's 22 hours in a little tube flying through the air. Not pleasant, not something you want to do all the time. But when we got there, we were working with a ministry called Reaching a Generation and Celebration Church Mokopane to open a brand new Hope Center, Addiction Recovery Treatment Center that we as a church helped to build. Last year, during our vision offering, we tithed on what came in, and we sent them money to get this started. This year, we're going to do the same to help them as it launches next month. You see, God sees what he can build through us, right here in Surrey, across the nation, and all the way around the world to South Africa, where children are being fed and changed by the power of the gospel, where young people are given a future and a hope, and where addicts are finding freedom in Christ to live a new dream for their lives. Families are being restored, connected to God's great vision for their lives. And so I want to take a minute. We've only had a little bit of time to gather some videos from the trip, but we want to show you a few right now. Now, in these videos, I want you to just get a taste of seeing what God sees when he builds his kingdom through ministries like our own and ministries that are actively reaching a new generation around the world. And more importantly, why your partnership matters so deeply. These are more than projects. These are more than organizations, more than programs. This is about people encountering Jesus. This is about families being restored, communities being completely transformed, and future generations being reached with the gospel. Now, I want to read you a scripture in Matthew 28, verse 19, one that many of you are familiar with, but one that is very important and close to the heart of our church, because we love world missions. We always have. It's been something that generations before us have paid a great price to move into. And we carry that on today. Matthew 28:19 says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit." Now that mission is at the center of absolutely everything that we do. Every dollar that's spent, every ministry, that call, that clarion call, it moves us forward. And one of the great ministries that we support through the Compassion Network, which we're a part of, as we also continue to partner with IPHC World Ministries, is a ministry called Hope Center Ministries. Now, a good friend of ours, both of the church and of Susan and I, his name is Josh Hanna. He's the founder of the Compassion Network and also of Hope Center Ministries. And Hope Centers, they exist to help men and women overcome drug and alcohol addiction through faith in Jesus Christ. We know that this is a very real problem today as people try to cope and walk through life. And so their heart is not simply behavior modification. It's life transformation, walking in lockstep with the local church. They provide affordable housing, rehabilitation, discipleship, and long-term support for people battling alcoholism and addiction. Now today, Hope Center manages more than 75 locations across the United States and around the world, operating in nations like the UK, in Ukraine, in Thailand, in Belize, and now in Mokopane, South Africa, where we got a chance to tour the facility, and you get a bit of a taste of that today, but it was exciting as more of these centers continue to open. Honestly, I am believing that someday that we as a church can help start our first Canadian Hope Center right here in beautiful British Columbia. So stretch your faith with me and believe that God can build something special through us. Now their mission is simple, to help people discover the hope, the freedom, and the healing that can only be found in Jesus Christ. A mission that aligns perfectly with our own. And it's propelled by the same call on Jesus himself that now rests on the church. It now rests on you and I. Isaiah 61, verse 1, in the second part of that verse, it says, "He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, to proclaim to the captives that they will be released and the prisoners will be freed." We want to see people find freedom and new life in Jesus. And what's powerful is that Hope Centers don't just restore individuals, it restores entire families and communities. It's exciting to see it. People who once felt just trapped in addiction are finding freedom. People without hope are discovering for the first time in their lives, they're discovering freedom and purpose. Lives are being rebuilt through the gospel and the transformative power of Jesus. There's nothing more exciting than being a part of that. All because one man said yes and answered the call of God in his life to build a ministry that would lead addicts to freedom the same way that God did in his life. When we are set free, we need to continue to move it forward and see other people discover that same freedom. Now, another incredible ministry that we partnered with and served with this past week, Susan and I, is called Reaching a Generation. In 2003, after a season of prayer, God spoke to Jacques and Lizzie Van Bommel in South Africa. You'll see him in this first picture with Josh and I. And God spoke to them about reaching children and young people who were not being reached through traditional ministry methods. And out of that calling, Reaching a Generation was born. Since then, and this is not an exaggeration, since then, millions of children, millions across South Africa, have heard the gospel through school outreaches, feeding programs, discipleship initiatives, and youth development programs. Man, it is one thing to hear about it. It is another thing to be there in the midst of it, to be surrounded by these children that they're reaching. And hopefully you had a bit of a taste of that today from the videos and the photos that you've seen. And their heart is not to just preach to a generation, but to raise up a generation that will actually impact their own world. And that is what's happening. Psalm 78, verse 4, is really the heart of this, and it's the heart of our own church. We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation. So like Jacques and Lizzie, we here at Calvary will always make a place for our students and our children. And we'll always equip and make a way for them. We will always tell them, as the scripture says, about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power and his mighty wonders. If we don't tell them, they will never know. One of the beautiful things that Susan and I love about this ministry is its holistic approach. They feed children, hungry children, through school feeding programs. They help schools and communities develop sustainable gardens through agricultural mentorship. It's quite incredible to witness. They equip teachers and law enforcement, pastors, youth leaders, and churches to disciple children more effectively. We were there. We did 3 school assemblies in Mokopane. We served children at a local preschool. But we were going into public schools and preaching the gospel, praying for the children, because they see in that country the results of what God can do. And for many children, the meal that they receive through this ministry may be the only meal that they eat that day. It's absolutely incredible. And through practical compassion, doors, they are opened for the gospel to be shared. It's incredible how somebody, when they have a full stomach, will listen to what you have to say. But when they are fighting for survival, it's difficult to hear anything that you say. And so sometimes we need to act. James 2:17 says, faith by itself is, if it's not accompanied by action, what does the Bible say? Is dead. Your faith is dead if you don't do something. So they're doing something. They're seeing a difference. They also lead community-wide outreaches that unite churches together, businesses, ministries, and volunteers to reach entire communities together. It's the body of Christ working as one to reach children and families who might otherwise never encounter and experience the love of Jesus. That is what building the kingdom looks like. And to be a part of it was humbling and inspiring, all because one couple said yes to the call of God that was on their lives to continue reaching millions of children across South Africa. And then from this ministry, Celebration Church Mokopane, the Shikwaru Game Farm and Reserve, the Celebration Family Care Center, and now a brand new Christian university is all becoming a reality because a couple said yes to what God called them to do. Today, I want you to be inspired to say yes to whatever God is calling you to do, whatever he's calling you to give, whatever he's calling you to create. Nothing is impossible in him. Think of how many people will come to know Christ when you say to the Lord, here I am, Lord, send me, use me, in the church, in the marketplace. How many business people who know Christ, will the favor of God be upon them to generate income to preach the gospel in our city and around the world? You know, when we pray prayers, because sometimes we pray prayers and we don't always listen to what we're saying, but when we pray prayers like, your kingdom come, your will be done in my life, you know what? He'll take you up on that. He will build on that if you genuinely mean it. God sees the great untapped potential that is within you today. And when we are obediently aligned with his kingdom, we begin to see that all things, everything is possible in him. But when we see God as a builder, we see a few different things. The first one is that God builds beyond what exists. He doesn't just look at what's in your hand and stop there. Oh, sorry, you don't have what it takes. No, 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 no. He looks at what's in your hand and sees what you can build together when you put it in his hands. You see, what we call small, God calls seed. Seeds are a very powerful thing. Matthew 17:20, in the second part of that verse says, if you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move. Nothing would be impossible. Not because God needs big things, but because he multiplies surrendered things. Second thing that we see is that God builds through our response. When people can't see what God is doing, I find that they stop participating in it. That has been my experience. That's why I want you to clearly today See what God is doing around the world. See what God is doing because you're a part of it. The dollars you give are reaching people around the world to a place that you might never have a chance to go to. But it's important for me to see where we are sending our support. It's important to see that that support is changing lives right here at home, right across our own nation, as we help develop and support new church plants. Proverbs 29:18, in the second part of that verse says, again, just as a reminder of the scripture that we read at the beginning, where there's no revelation, where there's no vision, people cast off restraint. They run wild. So this doesn't just describe collapse without vision. It describes disengagement, right? When vision becomes clear, response to God becomes natural. Vision always moves from seeing to responding, to doing something about what God's speaking to you about. And then finally, God builds through surrendered people. Are you surrendered to him today? Because he wants to use you. You know, God has always chosen to build his story through people, not around them. Whether it was Abraham and Moses or Mary or the disciples, none of these people felt ready, just like us sometimes. But all of them were willing. And God revealed himself through the surrender that they gave to him. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 reminds us that we need to be confident of this thing, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God doesn't just start things in you. He builds things through you. Because availability, our availability, it's the doorway to impact, to making a difference. You know, Billy Graham often emphasized that God uses ordinary people to accomplish extraordinary purposes, but only when they're willing to be used, when they're surrendered to him. When you see what God sees through you, you stop asking, what do I got to lose? And you start seeing what God can actually do and build through you. Our God is a builder of lives, a builder of futures. He's a builder of purpose within us all. This morning is not just about giving. It's about vision. If God can be trusted with your life, he can be trusted with what you place in his hands. Let's pray this morning, Calvary. Father, we thank you that you are at work within our lives. We thank you that good work, you were faithful to see it through to its completion. Today, we surrender ourselves to you. We pray that we would begin to see what's beyond what exists, what you can do. That our response would be one that says yes when the call comes. Use each person, I pray today, as they give in this miracle day of giving. Bless the ministries in South Africa that we support and are a part of, the ministries and mission works that we're involved with around the world, and we set ourselves to align ourselves as a church with what you are doing in the earth as you build your kingdom through us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God's best, Calvary.